Well, the second part of the lesson will be a bit shorter. We'll explain only the possibility, the way in which the SVD decomposition can be used to solve the linear least square problem. Just recall the formulation of the problem. The problem was the minimalization of the Euclidean norm of the residual of a linear system. That is, the minimum of this quantity where A is rectangular matrix. Now we know that the matrix A can be written as the product of these special matrices. So, in a similar way as we have already done in using the QR factorization, this decomposition is more powerful than QR decomposition. We see this now, since this difference that's we did a composition. Well, the two norm does not change if we let us put as a factor matrix U multiplies sigma and the vector V emission by X, let us call it Y. And we put here the emission of U by V. This is the same as we drop the matrix U in the form. So only sigma by Y minus this property is only these terms are left. Sigma has this stretch. The last singular values are zero. Here we have all the zeros on this. Y as size is a vector of C to the N. And here we have a vector, let us call, let us write it again in this form. So the difference of these two vectors receives contribute from the first term only in the entries with indices from 1 up to k. Because here and here we have all zeros. So on the first k rows of the difference vector, we have the singular value sigma sub I coming from the matrix sigma by the corresponding entry of y, y sub I, minus the corresponding entry of this vector can be written as the scalar product of the column with index y of the matrix U by V. The entries in the bottom of this vector have simply the form minus, again, the row with index y transposed and conjugated by v and so on. The norm. We are interested in the minimum value, possible value of this norm. The norm of I write again the square of the norm is more convenient, more simple to write. It's given by the sum of the squares of the entries in the first key rows. So we have moduli squared, the sum from the row 1 to the row k, plus the sum of moduli squared of the entries at the bottom. The problem. The minimum of this when y, the variable is the vector y. The second part of this expression does not depend on y. On the vector y. The first part of the expression depends on y. We can make it zero by choosing y, the entry I of y, as one over sigma, the singular value of sigma, multiplied by the number, the scalar product. The index of y, that is I, goes from I. The vector y is longer than k, so the last entries of y, we see that they plays no role. They do not appear in this expression. So the last entries of y can be chosen arbitrarily. We could write correctly that y sub I with I from going from k plus 1 until n can be chosen any way. We remember also that in this case, when k is less than n, the minimal solutions are infinitely many. And we see this in this fact. But if we are interested in the solution with minimal norm, but the best choice, the right choice, is for these values of the index, y sub I equal to 0. So, the entries at the top of the vector are given by this unique determination, by that expression. The entries at the bottom of the vector are set to 0. This is the solution written in terms of the vector y, but we want the solution written in terms of the vector x. X and y are connected by this definition. Y was defined as the product of V Hermitian by x. So we can write that the minimal norm solution of the linear least square problem is given by x v by y. So we may write x, the entry with index I is given by correct way to in which I can write x is the problem. Here is seen as a linear combination of the columns of B. So I write it as the column of B, the coefficient by which it is multiplied. We know that the last entries of y are 0, so the index goes from 1 to k. And we know that the non-zero entry, the non-zero entries of y are these are scalars. Well, we have obtained explicit form for the solution, an explicit form which is in terms of the factors of the SVD, the composition. So we can write this only if we have already computed the matrix U, the matrix V, and the singular values. Just remark that only the singular vectors left and right corresponding to non-zero singular values are required. Remark also that if we are interested in the truncated SVD approximation of A, the solution is given in terms of only the dominating singular values and the corresponding singular vectors. So also the computational effort is reduced. Just a few remarks before stopping. There is a nice way to write in another form the explicit determination of the solution of the problem by using a generalization, a well-known generalization of the inverse of a matrix, which is called as generalized inverse. The underlying idea is the possibility of defining the inverse of the matrix even if the matrix is not square, or even if it is square but not invertible. This possibility is suggested by the fact that if, in particular case, A is square and invertible, the solution of the linear least square problem is unique. We have in that case a linear system in the standard case with the same number of nodes and the same number of equations. If the coefficient matrix is invertible, the solution is unique. Is given by the product, formally given by the product of the inverse of the matrix by the vector B. The solution is unique, and the corresponding residual is zero. So the minimum is given by zero. Simple. It is very clear. The question is the following: is there a way to write also, in the general case of the linear least square problem, the solution as the solution x as the product of a suitable matrix B, now I call it B, multiplied by the vector B in the given problem? The answer is yes, and the matrix B, which satisfies this request, is called generalized inverse, or more precisely, the Moore-Penrose generalized inverse, since there are many kinds of generalized inverses. So we are referring to this inverse is defined. We give just the definition, and we will realize that the matrix which will be defined here is suitable to express the solution of the least square problem. Definition is the inverse, will be called with the notation A plus A to the plus. Which way call it? The definition is B sigma plus UH, where U sigma are the factors of the standard, the usual, SVD decomposition. So here we have again U and V. What is the matrix in the middle of the formula? Sigma plus is a rectangular matrix n by n now with the permuted sizes with respect to the sigma mu diagonal and over the diagonal we have n this of the form the inverse of the corresponding singular value if the singular value is different from zero, zero in the last positions, otherwise. So introduce the diagonal matrix, defined in this way, and define this matrix, the Moore-Penrose generalized inverse, in this way. We introduce it, define it through its SVD decomposition. This is the SVD decomposition of this matrix. The difference with the case that we have studied till now is that the sizes are permuted. We have till now considered the matrices rectangular matrices of this shape. Now, this inverse, the generalized inverse, as is again rectangle, but it has this shape. Well, it is simple to realize that. I write it here. The solution X can also be written as this matrix multiplied by the vector B. Why? If we use the definition B, here you see that you have these values from the scalar products of the columns of U by the vector B. Here you have the reciprocal, the inverses of the singular values, the non-zero singular values, and here you have the columns of it. This is just a reformulation in terms of this special matrix of the formula that we have obtained before. Well, we stopped here. We have to make some other remarks, and next time on Thursday we will see the last possible classical approach to the problem, to the same problem, which is the specialization of the conjugate gradient to the least square problem. And after we, I will show you some applications. Well, Monday. Ok, ci fermiamo qui.